This is the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee, and we're meeting on what day is this? November the 19th, and it's 7:55, isn't it? The
20th? No, it's the
19th. No, it's the 19th.
Okay.
7:55, 8:55 Eastern time. And Brenda, I think you're on there, right? This is Richard Uzzell, the chair, and Brenda Medina is our secretary. And are you there, Brenda?
Doesn't sound like it.
I thought I heard her earlier. Brenda?
Hello?
Okay. Brenda, you there?
I'm sorry. Hello? Point of information?
Yeah.
It's Serene. I had to jump off the line for a couple of few minutes. Where are we?
Okay. We just started the stream, and I'm looking for Brenda. I thought she was there earlier, and we're just now calling the roll.
Okay. Thanks.
Right. Brenda's not there. She got off the call or something. I'm just going to call the roll the best I can here.
Richard, this is Margie. I'll take notes, okay?
Hey, good deal. Thank you, Margie.
Okay, but you have to call her
and
over.
And you'll pass them along to Brenda, right?
Yep.
Good deal. Thank you. Okay, Margie Wilkinson is here. Serene Roberts is here. Teresa Allen is here. Heather Gray is here. Richard Uzzell is here. Is there, and I think Brenda's here somewhere, but I'll wait. Brenda, are you there? Is there anyone else out there that I didn't call your name?
I don't think we have a quorum, Richard. I don't know what the quorum of this committee is, but we only have five people.
Well, coordinating committee doesn't have that many people on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do have a quorum. We do have a quorum.
Okay, good. Great.
Yeah, I think we have nine, and this is a quorum.
Okay.
This is the quorum.
Good.
We don't get off that easy.
I'm happy.
We're getting down toward the end of the year, and for our agenda, I think everybody on the call now had stressed an interest in helping. Helping the foundation to have a better institutional memory by getting our records and our past propositions and whatever motions, I guess, in some kind of order so that we can find things when we need to find them. Did I get that fairly close, folks?
That was good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything else that y'all want to put on the agenda? Okay, is there any objection to that being our agenda tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What was that?
Teresa, I have one question.
Teresa?
Okay. Yes. I would just like to be reminded of when is the deadline that we as a national board need to vote on the bylaws amendments that had been proposed, and when do the LSBs need to vote on those bylaws? By what date?
I think the most knowledgeable person that I know of with that is Bill Crozier,
mm-hmm.
And I just wrote him an email earlier this afternoon. Asking him for that information, and when I get it from him, I'll send it to everybody. If that's okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is Serene.
Uh huh. Serene.
So the governance committee is generally sort of in charge of that, if you will. I don't know when their next meeting is, but no disrespect intended to Mr. Crozier. It would be good to check with the chair of the governance committee and make sure that the information filters down.
To each
local station board as people are coordinating their meetings. And I would also like us to talk about the December proposing, you know, something about the December meeting schedule, since I would be fine with it, although it is the first day of Kwanzaa, but I don't know that many people want to meet on December 26th for this body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Not a good idea.
The Christians will be recovering from their hangover or something. No, I didn't say that. I did not say that. Yeah, that's a good point, Serene.
And we also need to start discussion about the in-person meeting, whether it's January or February, because that should be in Washington, D.C., if I'm not mistaken. And
that's what I heard.
The sooner, the better in terms of, you know, travel and everything. And people who are going to be elected, we should also, speaking of which, although we didn't have board elections this year, local station boards are going to have to replace some of their delegates who are termed out, and everyone will have to have elections for new directors. So I don't know whether we want to undertake a timeline or whether we simply want to include that in the note to the governance committee, that these are the things we need to get, like, you know, quick feedback from them. They're meeting before our next meeting, not counting Monday.
Okay, and that's George Ryder, I think, isn't it?
Yes,
is that George Ryder?
I think it's a Houstonian.
Yeah.
Okay. I think George would have those dates that we're looking for on those bylaws, because he tweaked that motion to when we got close to running over on that. But I will get in touch with George and ask him about those things, too. We also, in December, have to elect the affiliates director.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, we had two nominations, Heather Gray and Janice.
Well, let's don't talk about that yet. We're still approving the agenda.
Okay.
Okay. Is that everything? That's plenty, I think.
More than enough.
Really.
I'm sure it's more than enough, but we did talk about at one point, maybe not even right now, but to come up with a game plan on some kind of orientation for new board members, at least to the PNB, I guess, right? And I'd like to explore also training for the LSB boards as well, so maybe something the committee could work on or at least begin thinking about. So I know we have probably enough as it is right now for tonight's meeting.
Well,
that's a good point.
Serene,
okay.
Okay, well, when I raised it earlier when I thought we were live, and I talked about the institutional memory, but specifically with regard to informing incoming local and national board members about what it is exists. So
exactly.
What is being proposed that is different from what we talked about?
Nothing. We're just setting the agenda right now. I think we're all on base on that. Okay. If there's nothing else, then that's going to be our agenda, and we'll try to get to all that. And Brenda's not here. I think Brenda was on the call, so maybe she got knocked off.
I think she was on as well.
Maybe she got knocked off.
Well.
So we don't have any minutes to look at. So let's start talking about the data retrieval or whatever, you know.
I would like to be recognized, Richard, on this one.
Heather, yeah. I'm gonna run a little stack real quick, and y'all tell me who wants to talk. I got Heather.
All right. So should I start talking?
Sure.
I want to get run a little stack. Surely y'all want to talk about this. I can't believe y'all don't want to talk about it.
Well, this is Margie. I presume I want to talk about it, so put me on the stack, and if I don't have anything to say when we get there, you'll all love me better.
Heather, Margie, Serene, do you want to say something?
Sure, why not?
All righty. Anybody else? That'll get us started, I guess. Okay, Heather, go. Heather?
Uh-oh. She fell off.
She muted herself. You're muted, Heather. We can't hear you. back.
There she is.
Hello, everyone. My phone just conked out. I don't know. It seems to be doing this.
Your dog ate the homework, right?
Yeah, right. All I wanted to mention to you all is that I started doing a little bit more search here, and I found that on the KPFTX website, we have for some meetings for the national PNB and also for some of the various committee meetings, minutes and agendas, either in Word documents or in PDF. It's not consistent, so we probably need to make sure that this kind of thing is consistent, but it is there, and there, it's under archives to start searching for it on the website. So, and it goes back to 2004. So I haven't looked at all these years. I was just looking here at 2012. And they have the recordings there as well. But, for example, there's a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board on December the 13th, 2012. So there's the agenda there and the Word document and a PDF, as well as minutes in the Word document and a PDF, as well as the recording of the meeting. So you'll, if you go there and start looking, you'll see that it's there for some meetings, not all. So this is something that we might want to talk with our committee members as well, or committee chairs or secretaries about posting these things. And while I'm on this, Richard, I'd like to ask Teresa.
Let me ask you a question real quick. That's KPFTX, right? That you found that? I found it too, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It has great material on so much, but so it's worth just looking through this a little bit. It might help in what we're trying to do here.
I'd like to, Teresa for the stack.
Okay, Margie's next.
Well,
Heather, were you through? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
So, Margie?
It just seems to me that this is a sort of a pretty tedious job, but I did hear Serene volunteer to go through old minutes. And what we need is, I mean, it's important to have access to the minutes. And I, for example, someone told me that something was passed in a particular month, and I did go through the minutes, and I didn't find any reference to this. Don't ask me what it was, because I've forgotten now. But, it had to do with the whistleblower, whether we have a whistleblower policy or not. And I couldn't.
We do.
Well, I couldn't locate it anywhere. So if you can locate it, that would be great, because there are people at our station who want to know about it, who want to know what the whistleblower policy is. So if we can find it, that would be fabulous. I think I assume that people are talking about the other thing too, which is to pull out of the minutes the when the board makes policy. So, for example, I was told at our LSU meeting on Saturday that we have a policy that prohibits non-LSB members from being on a hiring committee. Well, that's not what it says in the bylaws, and so I thought, well, how am I supposed to know this? And I did search for it, and I couldn't find it anywhere, and I don't know, you know, I don't, and then I was told, well, it was in minutes that were, happened whenever, I don't know when. And
fairly recently.
Well, good. So when was it? I'd like to know. I'd like
within,
to see it.
Within the last 3 months on the PNB.
Oh.
I don't
know. We didn't do it.
This. We didn't deal with this in the last 3 months.
Yes, we did. It was,
did we?
You show me the minutes, Teresa Allen, because I don't
believe
it. Well, Margie, and then I'll respond.
All I'm saying is that in addition to making the minutes easily accessible, we have to also have a place on the webpage where it says Pacifica policies or words to that effect. So that people can go to the policies and figure it out. That's all. I'm done talking now.
Good.
Richard, would you please put me back in the stack?
Was that Heather? Okay.
Yeah.
Serene?
Okay, so yes, I knew about the location of the of some of the minutes on the archive, which is also a searchable archive, and I'll take credit for that one. But if we can, the minutes should be, I mean, it's fine to tell people to go and look for a particular committee and then look for that committee's, you know, filter through so you get all of their listings up on the archive and then individually click through for their minutes. But we can certainly make it easier for people to work with. And I'm not personally agreeing to go through years' worth of minutes to extract information. But I think if we can make these minutes readily available, it's a wonderful opportunity for people who can't necessarily come up with the $25 to earn their membership by going through these minutes and extracting, you know, obviously they'll have to be told what we're looking for.
What a great idea.
You know, that's an opportunity for people to stay at home or the library or wherever they can get to and work for the foundation. And it is clear from the amount of email that flies back and forth in Pacifica that lots of people have computer access. Not everyone, but that there is some computer access, and here's an opportunity to put it to good use. So I don't think we need a motion necessarily, maybe just a letter to Otis and to each board, maybe to the PNB as a whole, because there are many people who have been on for almost 5 years. Certainly they must have minutes that they should be able to deposit in whatever area Otis and John set up so that that can be done. So that's it in terms of the minutes. Obviously, for closed session minutes, those would have to be handled differently. Otis also set up, Otis and John, I don't know which one is to blame, set up something earlier in the year where you can go in and access particular minutes or notes or whatever the case is for the year that you're on the board.
Oh.
You guys might not remember that. That was back in February. Remember that first meeting?
That's what Heather was saying on KPFTX. You go into archives, you can see the minutes all the way back to 2004.
No. I know about that. Well, you can't necessarily see.
Still.
Yeah, I don't think you can necessarily see the minutes all the way back. You can see. You can find the meetings. I don't know that the minutes for all of those meetings have been updated.
You have some minutes as well, actually.
Okay. I don't know that.
But it may be catch as can. That's true.
You know, I don't know that the minutes for all. Hello?
Yeah, you're right.
No, I hear somebody saying hello.
Teresa, I'm on
okay.
the back.
Well, that's fine, but you're
okay,
waiting
wait a minute,
for the
Teresa.
Stack. I'm currently speaking because I'm on the stack.
Yeah, okay, guys. Let her finish.
It's obvious that someone, you know, has been doing some work to bring this current, and I think it's great. And I think we should get the process finished and then let people know where they can find it. You know, having a great information resource is worthless if people don't know it exists, right?
Really?
Sounds like our stations. Sorry. Anyway, so
okay.
I would be willing to work on that.
Good deal.
Richard, could I ask Serene a question?
Sure.
Serene, would you explain again what you were saying, having someone, a member or something, what were you saying, in lieu of paying their fee or something? Is that what you were saying?
Well, you know, the bylaws generally have a process that says your membership is attained by a contribution of at least $25 or volunteering for 3 hours. This would be an opportunity for people who, and there are many people who these days find $25 hard to come by, but they can still, you know, they can contribute in a valuable way by doing this online work.
May I comment on that? And I mean this with all the love in my heart, and there is some in there, folks, whether or not. People with the best intention, some of them might not be qualified to do that. I mean, they may want to go in and do stuff, but we got to be sure that it's people that don't leave things out or not read things properly or something like that. So there has to be some kind of quality control in there somehow.
Oh, you know, like everything else, not everyone can take
pledges really well. Some people pack packages better, and so
sure,
obviously there'll be some sort of filtering. We can actually just do this through the volunteer coordinator at the various stations, so they, you know, if, well, I don't know, that might be a bit of...
Yeah, you know, and they should be doing their own.
But
they should be doing their own.
I would be happy to work with others to set up a system so that people are clear on what is being requested of them, and we are clear that they understand the fundamentals enough to get the job done effectively without everything having to be reworked.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Is that it for now? Three?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Teresa, you're next.
Richard, I just wanted to let you know I just got onto the call. This is Brenda.
Hey,
oh,
Brenda's
and it's
back. Hey,
Brenda.
Hi.
I was wrong, but I'll get back on the stack because I think Heather confused the other point I was making.
Okay.
Brenda, let me just...
Brenda, go. Margie, you want to bring her up to date?
I've been taking notes up to this point, so if you would start now, I'll send you by email what we've done so far, okay?
I'm actually doing work for my job.
So you want me to keep taking notes?
If you can take notes.
I will.
I apologize. So, if you can.
Okay, well, welcome. Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay, Teresa, you're on the stack.
Yes. I have minutes all the way back to probably earlier than 2004. But I had them all on my personal computer, and I had someone that redid my computer that was a Mac lover, and he didn't like PC. And he didn't like Microsoft. So he did something so that I was like Microsoft 7, but then I wasn't, or something to that effect. Anyway, I was trying really hard to figure out how to get things on the website. And finally, Otis told me what format I needed to put them into, and I got somebody to fix my computer so I could put them into that format. And I've been giving them to Otis, and he's probably put in 2 years' worth of minutes for affiliates, and they're on KPFTX. You can put your physical minutes on there. I'm having to go back and convert them all to a different format, so he can do that. And, you know, he finally said, I'll do it for you if you want. And I said, well, no, I can do this. If I do it over and over and over again, I can figure it out. So that's the situation with affiliate minutes. And there are other minutes that actually could be put on KPFTX. I think they're just in individual computers with different people.
Can I ask Teresa a question?
Sure.
I don't understand what that means. I mean, there's got to be a central repository for the minutes of this organization. It can't just depend on people's individual computers.
What can I say? I know Donna Warren, when she was secretary of the PMB, she had them all done, and before she left as secretary, she got them all approved. And I don't know whether they were on Pacifica.org or not. I think the person that you could ask is Otis if they were ever put on KPFT, if they were ever put on Pacifica.org, and they could probably be put on KPFTX.org.
I think we'll just have to get in there and look, you know, because I know sometimes it was done and sometimes it wasn't done, and we'll just have to look. That it, Teresa, for now?
Yes, for now.
Okay, Heather, and then I'm going to put myself on the stack. Heather.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, everyone, here I am sitting and listening to everyone talking and looking at the website. So I clicked on the 2004 meetings, and there are a lot of minutes here. And to me, it's really quite impressive, actually. But the interesting thing is that, for example, the December 28th, 2004 meeting of this is the Finance Committee. It was posted, the minutes are on the archives here, and it was posted on August the 22nd, 2011. And then the Pacifica National Board minutes here were posted in February 2013. So my impression is someone, and probably is Otis, is trying to get all these things updated, I guess.
It would be Otis. So. It would be Otis, yeah.
So that's a good thing. I haven't gone to the other years yet, but anyway, there's a lot of information here.
Really is. Really is. I wanted to say, I'm sorry, were you through?
I am.
I just wanted to say for the stream that for this year, I have at least for the first half of the year, I've gone in and pulled out motions that have been passed and put them in a document that I'm building that I have to put the other half of the year with. And at the end of the year, my goal is to have that document, that page, whatever, that file, I guess it is, available, and we can post it somewhere in this posting stuff. But that is a goal. You know, when we start looking at, I think Margie was talking about having trouble finding old policies and stuff. And I totally agree with you, Margie. It's a nightmare when you start trying to figure those things out, and we need to do a lot better. Okay, who's next?
Teresa for the stack again.
And Serene had asked to get back on.
Who, Serene? Okay. Teresa, go.
About the situation involving search committees. Last year, the personnel committee passed a policy and procedure for searches, and I remember something was put on, and it was kind of last minute, and it said that other people other than LSB members could be on search committees. And then this year there was a motion that came out of personnel again that said,
yeah,
that said, no, you cannot have anyone that's not on an LSB on a search committee.
And that did come to us.
I think that John Crumshaw may have been the author of that. But I remember it.
Yeah, it did come to us, and it did pass, and I'll try to find that and see if that helped. That was a program director search, but it probably would apply to the other two. Let me see if I can find that and send it to Margie.
Thank you.
Richard, would you put me back on the stack as well?
Okay. Teresa, are you through?
I'm finished. Thank you.
Okay. Serene?
Okay, so thanks. I just wanted to return to our first agenda item before the personnel stuff was introduced. With regard to the minutes, it's clear that the website is being updated to actually include the minutes. I don't know whether they're pulling them from the files that they had from Pacifica.org. Pacifica.org crashed, I think we heard about this maybe a year and a half ago, 1 to 2 years ago. And I had asked about it, and I think, and don't quote me because I'm not quoting him, I'd heard that the files themselves still existed, but that it would be, you know, time-consuming to get them back up. So I guess this is how they're posting them onto the actual meeting audio. But I wouldn't necessarily assume that the dates mean anything. So where you see something was posted December 2011 or whatever the case is, those dates are clearly not accurate because I'm looking at 2005. And a meeting that occurred December 29th, 2005 is shown as being posted the week before on December 22nd, 2005, which we know is not possible. So, you know, whatever. I'm glad someone's working on it, and I'll certainly, you know, I'd volunteer to communicate with our tech team and copy the rest of you on what we talked about and what, you know, and to find out how we can best help them. Help us.
Yeah. Well, since Otis is streaming for us, y'all want to try to get him on the, get his attention and get him to kind of give us a little report on what he's doing?
Sure, if he's willing to talk, as opposed to just putting us on automatic and actually living his life.
Otis, are you there? You might require a phone call.
I'm here.
Otis?
You know, he's
I'm
working
here.
On...
There he is, see? He's listening.
Oh,
hey,
I
Otis, we've been looking
meetings.
At...
I listen to the meetings with great interest.
I know.
Ha, ha.
And I'm not going to quiz you. Do you already know what we're going to ask you?
Well, the minutes... all I can tell you is the minutes uploading capability has been on the KPFTX calendar, which for CPB reasons I'm now referring to as the national calendar. It's been there forever, and some people have used it. Now, I don't know what Serene was referring to about where else minutes would go. There may be some minutes on the Pacifica page, you know, which I can look for, if there are minutes.
We were looking at in the archives, and we looked back at 2004, and that first one there from the Finance Committee, it says that the minutes from that meeting were posted in 2011. Is somebody going back and updating or finding those minutes and bringing them?
Not that I know of. I mean, there are no someones. You know, there are us.
We thought you were it. And don't let that go to your head. We thought you were it.
You know, I don't do anything without being basically told to do it. You know, I don't make stuff up. And even if I did, then I would be telling you. You said you went back. Let me look at this. You said you went back 2004. Well, there's, I think, which meeting were we looking at? Finance?
We were just looking. We were nothing but
Yeah. Well,
and then the one below that is, one below that's posted in 2013 and then, and on down like that.
I'm not sure that I would buy that posted date. That may be the result of some changes that I made on the server. These meetings were pretty much posted when they were done. That posted date is inaccurate. I'm not sure why it says that's, those dates, but these meetings were all posted back in 2004.
Well, since they're all the same, probably a server change or some server
action. That's what it is. It's not accurate. I wouldn't submit this to the PNB. But the minutes that are there are minutes that were posted. I mean, those minutes were posted then. And if you look at them, they're fairly relevant to what they are. So what was the question about this issue?
We thought you were doing some kind of retrieval of old minutes or something and patching things.
No, I don't think
remember when Pacifica.org crashed and there were a lot of minutes that used to be there. And I'd asked you about it at some meeting or the other when I saw you, and I think you said that you still have the individual files.
Okay, if the minutes were posted as a file, then I have them. If they were just stuck into the database, into the Joomla database, then they're gone. Because that's what I lost was that section of the database. It was very accurate and went to the most devastating place it could go. It was a perfect crash. But all of the files were there, and my guess is that most minutes were posted as files because that's basically the form they were put in. You don't just go...
Have you ever...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go on. I was going to say, have you ever seen a collection of policies?
Of policies?
Yeah.
Not in Pacifica.
Yeah.
No. I thought Greg Gumma wanted to do that at one point.
Well,
be a good.
There's a, you know, we could look through all those files. I mean, we could do a thing and basically download all those files that are there and look at them. You can see what's in them. Because there are all kinds of different things, and the names of them are bizarre. They're all different. There's no canonical name, you know, that identifies what it is. I'm looking there right now.
Well, Serene was suggesting that we go through and start pulling those things out, and I was saying that I'm trying to do that from this year. But she was suggesting we do that from the past, and that makes perfect sense because we don't have much institutional memory, and that's what we're talking about right now, institutional memory.
Yeah.
Richard, can I ask a question?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It just occurred to me that maybe we should ask some of the folks who've been on the board for a few years. Of course, Teresa would be one of them as well. But if there is anyone who was already doing it, but he was already compiling for all this, it might be worth asking. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
I highly doubt
it.
I'm cutting in and out. I'm sorry. Hold on a minute.
It's not your fault.
It just seemed like Greg Gumma, I think that he did, I think at one point in his employ, he collected policies.
Uh-huh.
That was my question. Can you hear me? There seems to be some interference. Am I breaking up? That was my question. So if Greg Gumma or someone else might have already a collection of policies, that would be great for us to at least explore it before we go to this length to do this. But I just have a question of everyone. So who posts the minutes? Is the secretary of the various committees and boards and so forth?
Good question, Heather.
Yeah, so who does that? Is the secretary?
They're supposed to.
That's another training we need to do with, I think, the secretaries of these committees so that they know this, you know? Right? Maybe they don't know it.
I don't know that we need training. We need a clear memo telling people how they get
exactly.
their stuff to Otis.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Whatever it takes. Yeah. Right.
Well, actually,
that might be something we should ask.
There's nothing to stop people from posting minutes. It doesn't necessarily have to be done by me. The only thing I say is you make it a Word doc and then you upload it. And that way it goes into the database so it's searchable and it shows up as a PDF and a Word doc. Now, the PDF protects us from changes. You know, you can't really change them. So, I mean, it can be
this
done.
This is me.
This is Margie. I just want to say that the call just dropped off a minute ago, and I called back in. So I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Welcome.
You
heard an incoming. That was me.
We gave you an assignment while you were gone.
Yeah,
that's right.
Good luck.
From the years 2000 and what? No.
No, even better, from 1980 to 1999. That's a lot of good history there. Okay, so what I wanted to say, Otis, is I'm certainly not interested in increasing your workload, although I understand you currently have, like, 2 free evenings, so we would want to fill those for you if you need it. But
no, this was one of
Yeah, it was. What we do want to do is to ensure that there is a systematic collection of the governance work that's occurred since 2002. And we want to do it in a way that is, you know, friendly to the system. But it's as simple as not every LSB knows that their meetings, as LSBs are committees of the PNB, that their meetings are supposed to be posted on the calendar. Town hall meetings, LSB meetings, things that would, you know, occupy the time of both the people who are elected to governance and other, you know, people in the listening area and so forth. So just we just need a sense of organization about what's happening.
I hate to say it, Serene, but there's an implication when people take on jobs like secretary, which nobody ever wants to do, that there is something you do with it. And what's unique is that no one has ever asked the question, what do I do with these minutes?
I have.
Yeah.
Well, here I am.
The minutes are posted, but it's like, I don't even know if the minutes exist. And theoretically,
you know,
all our minutes are supposed to be in the book, you know, in the national office. And
I've
made mention to people from time to time over a 10-year period that it might be nice to post them, that facility is available. And mostly people have chosen to ignore that. And that's part of our problem. Part of our problem is that, you know, when you get on a board, there are some responsibilities associated with it, and that doesn't seem to be a general knowledge that that's true.
Mark.
Well, Heather was talking about doing some training at the beginning of the year, and I think that, Heather, I hope you're writing that down.
So
absolutely.
I think we have to appoint Serene. Now, you have to become the person, you have to become the minutes compliant officer. This is a volunteer position, but do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's my usual salary.
Exactly.
Okay. You're doing your spare time.
We're
going to
double
it
for this. But the
Margie wants to be on the list.
What I'm saying is that apparently people didn't know that the minutes were something that we were supposed to, you know, that was supposed to be an output from a committee meeting, because it really is the only output, and that it would go somewhere. So, I don't know. What do? Go back and talk to all the secretaries? I know who they are through 209. And I'm not trying to stop.
Margie wants to be on the list.
Sorry, go ahead.
What now?
Can I talk now? Okay, so
okay,
I think
Have we grilled Otis enough? Can we let him go back to his...
I want to ask him about this thing. So
okay, sure.
Hey, 1 second. So apparently there are actually people listening to us on the stream. I just got an email from Brian Shirasuki. I'm sorry, Brian. saying that here's a decent collection of minutes from 2004 to 2007, and it's on the pacificana.org website. I don't know who that is or what it is, but I'm just telling you. And there are minutes, board minutes, national board minutes.
Excellent.
Okay, and selected national board resolutions. I don't know what that means, but anyway, they're here. Okay, local station board election policy. This is from 2009. Okay. Anyway, so who knew? I didn't know it was there. Thank you very much, Brian. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. Is that pacificanum.org?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Here, I'll send this to the committee. I'll send this to you guys right now.
Okay, cool.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I volunteered to become take the minutes in the audit committee, and I have done a very poor job of that, but I didn't have any idea that no one said to me these have to be posted on a PMB website or for Pacific. I just thought it was for the committee's use, and so I was just sending them the notes that I take. I send to the committee. I don't send them to anybody else, and no one ever told me, so I don't think it's fair to say, you know, people take on responsibilities and then don't follow them through. How are you supposed to intuit that you had this greater responsibility that nobody ever mentioned?
You can't.
Can I take it back, Margie, and apologize?
Thank you.
We can't, you know, and that's, I think, getting toward what Heather's talking about having some training at the first part of the year. So we, you know, and that's why I was saying I hope Heather's writing that down, because that it makes sense. You know, you can't just know those things.
It's part of the orientation. I'm sorry. May I?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I don't see a formal sit-down training. I'm very jealous of my time. But I think it can be part of the orientation package that we began this discussion with. That tells people, Here's your local board. Here are its responsibilities. Here are how committees operate. Here's what you do with your minutes. Here's how you post meeting notices. Here's the minimum amount of time. Here's how you interact with station staff. Here are the rules for communication. You know, all these things already exist. People who've been around longer know and have probably forgotten some, and there'll be obviously some dispute about what was intended in cases. But, you know, we can put a package together that actually serves to equalize things among the newbies and the old guys.
I think that's an excellent idea. It's a hell of a lot of work, but I think that's an excellent idea. And I think it goes to what Heather was saying. So y'all are creating work for us. Okay. Is there anything that anybody wants to ask Otis so we can let him go at some point here and get back to his domino game or whatever it is?
Thank you, Otis.
Thank you.
What are you doing, Otis? That's what we want to know.
I'm resolving an issue with audio port where people who use Chrome can't upload.
There you go. See, we ask. Okay.
Thank you all.
Good luck with that Chrome.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Otis. Okay, on our stack, Heather is the next person. Did you have something else you wanted to say, Heather?
I've forgotten what it was, Richard, so go on to the next.
Okay, I'll come back to you. Margie's the next one down here.
No, I'm done. I said what I had to say. Thank you.
Okay. We've out of that discussion on the institutional memory, if my memory serves me correctly, the orientation package looks to me like one thing that is a task, and another thing is that policy page that Margie talked about, and that would be. I've heard other people talk about that, but I've not seen anybody move that direction. It's time-consuming, you know, because just pulling the motions out of the first 6 months of our stuff took me a while.
Yeah.
But, of course, I'm not the fastest person in the world, but...
No, I can imagine.
Okay.
Is there an email address for this committee?
I don't know what it would be.
Okay, I'm just going to send it to you all individually. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever used a listserv, although that would be another good way of protecting institutional memory, folks, so we don't have to track down each individual memo we've ever sent each other.
Mm-hmm. I think we're all going to have to turn into librarians for soon. I don't
That's
know.
What I wanted to see. Okay.
Okay, is that enough on that institutional memory for now? We'll move on to the next item.
Yeah.
Richard, I wanted to say something.
Oh, okay.
Somebody else, I guess that was that Serene as well. I just wanted to mention, I think what we could probably do is, I agree, we should have a manual of sorts, and for the orientation, we'll call it that rather than training, orientation. And, you know, so we could develop a PowerPoint presentation as well on basic responsibilities of officers, of committees, and so forth. You know, it's a doable project.
Now, we're talking about, yeah, it's a doable project, but we're talking about in the next less than 2 months, and we got holidays coming. So,
I know.
If we're going to produce something, we got to move quickly on it. That, would somebody like to volunteer to at least at this point put together some kind of outline that we could be looking at about a possible, or maybe if any of us, you know, we could have three or four outlines coming, but do an outline of what this might look like, and then
sure, I'll start.
And then we'll
yes,
try to tweak that and fill in blanks and Sarah's there.
Yeah,
okay.
Serene.
Thank you, Serene.
That's good. Serene, do you want to comment?
No, she volunteered to do it.
Oh, okay. Well, I think anybody, you know, Heather, or anybody else that wants to have a outline of what this orientation / training / whatever would consist of, and then once we get that outline, then we can break it up, and one of us can take one, and the other can take another, and something like that. That sound reasonable?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me be clear. I'm not opposed to working with other people. In fact, I think that's the most useful way to proceed. But I don't think that, you know, three of us need to start a draft. I think one person starts a draft and others pitch in.
Okay, it doesn't matter to me. You know, just however y'all want to work it out.
Wait, Richard, can I just ask a question?
Who's that, Heather?
Heather I didn't hear some of the previous comment, but so Serene's going to be working on this, is that right? Is there anybody else helping, or
she's going to do a draft, and we're all going to look at it.
And we're all going to look at it. I just wanted to mention quickly that at our radio station here in Atlanta, when I was chair of the board of the station a few years ago, I developed an orientation for the board members and also for committee members. But the reason I'm mentioning this is that sometimes it's hard for me to know when board members are coming into Pacifica what knowledge they have, say, of the SEC and the SEC and the basic infrastructure like NFTB and so forth. I mean, I don't know that, but you would know that better than I would. So I'm going to be asking you some questions about that.
If you have anything from your station, WRFG, if you have anything like that, if you would send it to us all, I'm sure we'd all like to look at it.
Well, I'll just share it with you, but the reason I mentioned this, Richard, is that for our folks, you know, not necessarily been a part of the radio infrastructure, so what we're doing is a lot of basic information, and
right.
Maybe that's not necessary for some of the, for folks coming onto the typical board, if they've already been on the LSD.
Don't assume that.
Yeah, don't assume that. Okay, so I'll send Paul what we developed here in Atlanta.
Good.
Good.
This is Margie. I just want to say what Teresa said. Don't assume that people know anything. I think we should.
Really?
No, I'm serious. I think we should.
I'm serious too. Yeah. Because they can, they can look out the window if we get to something they know.
Teresa,
did I hear some? I heard Teresa. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Margie. Teresa, what you got?
I just wanted to say that several years ago, when Bill Crozier was the chair of the board, he gave every member of the board a CD. No, it was a DVD. A DVD of, you know, policies, and it was an orientation CD, a DVD. So if you want things to cover in something like that, you might want to contact Bill.
Okay. Yeah, that bill is amazing. Contact Bill. All righty. I've contacted Bill about those deadlines, and I'm going to also talk to George about that too. And Serene, were you saying when we get that information, to make sure it gets to all the committees, too?
Well, it needs to get to all the LSBs. Which thing are you talking about right now, actually?
We're talking about the bylaws. I went on down to the next thing, bylaws deadline.
I just sent you guys a note because we talked about several things that actually link to governance. I'm not sure if I remember them all, so...
Are you on the governance committee?
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not either. Okay. All right, I haven't looked at my... I don't have my emails going right now.
Are we on that agenda item now?
Yeah, do you want to say something more about bylaws deadline?
Well, we had talked about contacting Ryder about the bylaws amendments timeline for the
right.
LSBs and the PNB. The removal of termed out delegates or about to be termed out delegates and the election of directors, because we need to start letting people know about the in-person meeting whenever that's going to happen. It's supposed to be the end of January. And the issue of the affiliate directors, which is also a governance issue. the bylaws have a date of November 15th, but I think I remember previous years, at least one previous year, when that date was shifted. And I don't even know that a reminder went out to our affiliates about the opportunity to apply. So we may
yes,
want
the reminder
to
went out.
The affiliates committee, I think, sent out something, didn't y'all?
The affiliates committee sent a
task force.
A solicitation for people to submit applications to be a director, and the deadline was the 15th of December. I mean, November.
Okay. Do you know who actually sent it out and where it was sent?
Heather, can you help me out on this? I know it went out to all of the affiliate stations, and it went out on the GRC list. I know that much.
And NFCB as well.
And the NFCB.
And who was the point person?
Applications were to be sent to me and CC to John Crumshow.
Right.
And what was their deadline? What was their deadline?
I'm trying to find out.
15th of November.
Serene, for the staff?
Just a minute, Serene. When was it? November what?
November 15th.
15th. Okay.
So it was a Friday after our PNB meeting.
Okay.
Actually, I have not sent anything out. I've got all of the paperwork, but I haven't sent out anything to the national board to say, you know, I guess we need to set up a meeting where we interview these people and interview the candidates and make a decision.
Y'all might want to report something to the board on that. Okay. Serene, were you through, Teresa?
Yes.
Serene, did you have a comment?
I had a question. I wanted to find out who, in fact, made the postings to the NFCB and the GRC list.
I cannot remember if it was me that sent it out to the GRC. I'm on GRC. I believe the person that sent out the letter to all of the affiliates would have been Ursula, because she regularly sends emails out to all of the affiliates. And then there's the Pacifica Announce. I don't know if it went on the Pacifica Announce list or not. But the person that controls emails, that has the emails of all of our affiliates, is Ursula.
Okay. That would be great to see the announcement. I wish it had really been. And this is not a criticism at all of Ursula, but I wish it had been sent to the PNB, because, frankly, I forgot about the date with everything else that was going on. So it would have been great to have known, you know, that we were approaching that time. You know, so maybe next year we can plan so that these notices don't – I don't know when it was sent out, but to plan so these notices start going out in October, you know, maybe the beginning of the fiscal year, so that people have a decent amount of time to consider whether or not they would like to join this august body.
Well, I believe it did go out in October, and the deadline was November 15th. But you're right. I cannot remember if it was sent to the PNB or not.
Okay, we have – I'm sorry.
I guess one of the challenges was that one of the applicants was the – chair of the task force, so other people had to be doing it rather than her. Ordinarily, I think the chair of the task force would have been making sure that everything was done.
Yeah, I think the affiliates director is the perfect person to do that regardless, so that we never have to worry about, because she's very organized and she gets stuff done.
Well, thank you for saying that. Yes, I agree.
And she has all the contacts with the, you know, if it's coming from her, it's official.
Well, you can be sure that every affiliate contact got it. I mean, she has contacts with every station. I don't know whether it's the program directors and the general managers and the operational people, or, you know, I don't know how many emails she has for each entity, but she's the one that has all those contacts. So she has as complete a list as she can from when they sign the contracts.
You know, if we wanted to know more closely, we could probably get film from the doors at each one of those stations and notice the time that people went running out of the station, running away. Oh, did I say that?
Yeah, cut it out.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, whoever's listening. And cheers. Okay, so that affiliate election has to happen at our December meeting. Is that right? Is that what I heard?
Well, I think we should probably hold a meeting where, yes, we probably had to vote on the affiliate director. And prior to that, we should probably have a meeting where board members can call in and ask questions or can vet them if they want. We know
yeah,
them, but...
Well, we need to get that organized. We're running out of time, folks.
I think in previous years, the PNB has actually streamed interviews with the various candidates. I don't know how many we have in this case, and but I think that should be done. And then there would be a ballot vote for the two seats, and that should be done at least by the time that LSB. Well, actually, the bylaws may give a specific timeline about when that has to be done. Does it say December or January?
I think it does. I think it's December, but I don't know that for a fact.
Teresa, do you remember?
Heather, do you know? Or Teresa?
It's December, but I tell you what, let me just get to the bylaws. Well, you are talking directly to the bylaws. So, continue talking.
Okay, you're going to be looking, is that what you said, looking for this date?
Bylaws, yeah. I'll read from the bylaws to you. So just talk about something else for a moment.
You know, actually...
Smoke them if you've got them.
Actually, in times past, it occurred to us that the affiliate directors even had an advantage over our own directors. They were seated in December, and then... our other directors were seated in January. And I can't remember. I think this had something to do with, like, choosing of officers or something. There was something where I realized that they had an advantage over actually the other directors. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's kind of interesting the way it has evolved, because in the beginning, there was a different way that we did it in the very beginning, and we had to take something. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, that was all amended a couple of years ago, I think, or more than that, probably 3 or 4 years.
Probably some list of policies and resolutions of the PNB that is somewhere on a website.
I hear Marty laughing. It's sort of like, I told you so.
my recollection is that affiliates were not elected until March. And part of the reasoning behind that was that they were going to be elected by the board with which they would serve, which would have been seated in January. I think that's what we were dealing with initially. At some point, it was changed so that now the deadline is November 15th. With the resumes and so forth to be sent to the PNB by December 1st, and then the election itself happens in December.
Yes, and actually it was
sure.
A disadvantage they had in the beginning because they weren't seated until March, they couldn't be on any, if we selected people for committees in January and February, they couldn't be officers, and they couldn't be on any committees. So that's why we changed it.
Okay. Well, are you guys going to have us a list? Are you guys going to have us a list of candidates by the 1st of December?
Yes.
Who said yes?
Teresa.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Thank you.
Right. Sorry.
What was that, Heather?
No, I'm just sort of looking at the bylaws here. So it does say the foundation secretary shall forward the foundation directors all materials submitted supporting each nominee not later than
December 1st. The election, as the first order of business, is given 30 days advance notice at the board meeting in December. Each year, represents and voting shall establish a protocol for voting and select two affiliate representative directors. So, what I'm concerned about, you know, it's like it's December the 1st, but then 30 days is, you know, I don't know. And that, so it,
we've already screwed up.
Yeah, no, that bothers me. Well, no, the thing is, Mark, it says by December 1st, no later than December 1st, 30-day notice, so it would be...
That's the outside number. There's no inside number, and Teresa says she's been keeping up with it.
Oh, I
see.
There's
no problem here. There's a problem in that these really should have been submitted to Richard Uzzell and not to Cromshaw and Teresa. The bylaws are clear that it goes to the secretary, but the voting takes place in December. We will have at least one meeting in December, and I believe we still have the 30-day notice period available to us if we hurry up and set that December meeting. So there's no problem.
That's another thing we had said we're going to do tonight. We're going to come up with a recommendation about December meetings.
And let me just mention, Serene was talking about the secretary. Well, the thing is, in the past, the nominations would go to Chris Niera in the national office, who was the secretary there. But she's no longer there. That's why the decision was made to have them sent to the secretary of
That's not correct. The ballots would be sent to Christine, and that still needs to be resolved. The nominations go to the secretary. That's very clear in the bylaws. It doesn't say anything about national office staff.
I'm just telling you, in the past, that's been the case. The nominations have gone to Chris Niera.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, she received the nominations. That's who individuals sent the nominations to. But also,
you're confusing balloting with nominations.
No, I'm not, Serene. Sure. I'm telling you that in the past, the nominations
went to Chris Niera. But she's no longer there, so we need that changed this year.
Okay, could we move on, because that's kind of water under the bridge. We have looking, since we're talking about December meeting, and we're kind of morphing around here. Would y'all be willing to talk about setting those meetings or setting a recommendation? I guess we have the 12th already set as a continuation date. What about the one around Kwanzaa? When do y'all think we ought to do that?
If we, here's what I think. I think if we're going to have two meetings in December, we should have them. We should stay away from the holidays and meet on the 12th and whatever the following Thursday is, the 17th. 19th. All right, I don't have the calendar in front of me. But I don't think we should try and get any closer to the actual holidays than that.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. So we're going to bring that up to the board? When is that, the 25th?
Who else? Who's meeting on the 19th? Does any body have a... let me see. I'll look at... Does anybody got the Pacifica webpage up? We could check and see.
Let me see.
If we're,
the 19th is open.
Good. Thank you, Serene. Excellent.
It is open? Okay.
Good. Let's fill it in right now.
Can you do that, Richard?
I can. Look at that sucker. It's wide open in it. All right.
It was
so, and then when we bring this suggestion to the board, we can say, hey, we know a place that you can meet.
Yeah.
That's December 19th. And we do a 2-hour open and 1-hour close on this?
Mm-hmm. Here's what I don't understand. Do we actually interview these candidates? Do we get to see their applications? I mean, I've never been through this before, so I don't know how it works.
I will send
them
to you.
We should have them. The board should have them by December 1st.
Oh, okay. That's what's in the bylaws. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Excellent.
And that'll be stuff we can read and stuff, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Or draw on.
And tell me something. Teresa, I don't care who they are, but I want to know how many applications we have.
We had two.
Oh. And we're electing two directors?
Electing two directors. Quality, not necessarily quantity. Two is all you need.
Well, maybe this is sort of and it's past the deadline, so it's too late for anybody else to send in application, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. So I am no longer worried about this process. Fine.
Well, we'll vet the heck out of those two.
I'm sure we will.
I have a question.
Brenda.
With regards to the affiliate directors, is there a limit the same way that we have a limit as PMB board members to serve on the PMB? Do affiliates have that same restriction?
The same 5 years.
Okay, and then also, how is it advertised to the affiliates for them to want to become an affiliate director?
Tracy, you want to do that?
It was sent to the NSCB, to the GRC list, and it was also sent to every general manager.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
You might explain those letters, GRC, and
yeah,
some people may not know.
Grassroots Radio Conference listserv. This group meets almost every year. And
I'm sorry, say it again, Teresa, what is this?
Speak up, Teresa, please.
Grassroots Radio Conference.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
It's a very collaborative group of people. They exchange lots of information, very positive, and they meet almost once a year at various affiliate radio stations. I've met in Santa Barbara. They've met at KMUD. They've met in Kansas City. I went to one in the Cascades at a hydro-powered radio station. All over, okay? And then it was also sent to the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. That was with Heather's assistance, I think. Heather, did you help with that, or did Ursula do that? Hello?
I'm sorry. Your question?
Did you help send that invitation out to the NSCB, or did Ursula?
I sent it.
Okay.
And it went to the general managers, the GRC, as you're saying. And then
Ursula has a list of all of the general managers of the various stations, and some of them are like cooperatives, like the station in WORT in Madison. They have different configurations. Some of them are internet, some of them are college stations, some of them are overseas, you know. And she put out the invitation to all the general managers. She might even have other emails for those stations, like the program director's emails. But anyway, she has a way of communicating with every affiliate station, and an invitation was sent out to all of those. Like several years ago, we had someone from a Native American station who applied for an affiliate director. And actually, he was selected, and then he decided to run for an Indian council, and he viewed that as a violation of our bylaws, so he stepped down. So, I mean, it all shapes and sizes and configurations were notified. Does that answer your question, Brenda?
Yes. Hello? Thank you.
Thank you. Richard?
Oh, I was muted. I'm sorry. I could hear myself. Okay, so that that pretty much covers. Was there anything else on the December meeting that we wanted to propose to folks? Just the date, basically. We're going to do that next Monday, right? November 25th. Did we want to? We had talked about the bylaws calls for us to have the first meeting of the year, the end of January. Did we want to set a weekend that we're going to propose to the PNB? The last weekend of January, is that? Hello?
I would propose to hold off on that. I'd like to see, this is Brenda, sorry.
Okay.
I'd like to see our financial situation by next month to see if that's
right. Like to see what now?
Our financial situation, given that our previous in-person meeting.
Well, we're not actually setting the meeting. We're just proposing a date so that we can have something out there to shoot for. Is that right? Shereen, you're the one that brought this up, and I think you're right to brought it up.
I proposed we begin the weekend of January. Well, I proposed that the meeting begin on Friday, January 31st, which is the last Friday in the month.
Okay, is that okay? 31st and into February.
I guess.
Okay. Does everybody else like that?
Sounds good.
Yeah, that works.
You couldn't get any later in January than that. And as I understand it, Shereen, that is Washington. I've heard
that
mentioned.
Yeah, it should be D.C., yeah.
That should be very interesting. D.C. in January.
But at least it's not Texas in July, which they were originally talking about. Yeah, we can make snow people and stuff.
Snow angel.
Okay. And we will talk. We'll bring that date to the PNB. The 25th, if we can be heard.
You know, I know that it's usually better to give people a choice. So I suppose we should include the weekend before that as well. But obviously later would be better because the likelihood of having money to pay for it is greater.
Yeah. Okay. Or I'll say or the 24th.
Right.
And the other, well, this is Margie. The other reason I think we ought to only seriously consider the last weekend is because the LSBs have to meet and elect their delegates as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we need to encourage those things to happen the first week of January so we still have some time to get some breaks on our travel.
Yeah.
Yes. Encourage three LSBs scheduled an LSB meeting in the very first possible opportunity after the new year.
Shereen, for the stack?
Okay, Shereen, what?
So at this point, three LSBs meet second Wednesdays, which would be January 8th. So that's 3 weeks if we're certainly, it's more than 3 weeks if we're slightly more than 3 weeks if we're doing the last weekend in the month, and we can use that to nudge the PNB towards that date.
And what was the January 8th date for?
January 8th is the second Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, but they can go on and meet.
A and K have slightly different schedules, but I know that T, I, and W are all.
But those are LSB meetings. Those are LSB meetings. They what we do here is we call a totally different meeting and just do that and go home.
I know. I love you Houstonians, but, you know, giving up two two nights. There's a lot of other stuff happening. And it is still, remember, early in the year. Some people are going to be able to do a vacation thing. Not me, but, you know, hey.
That's true.
You know, but
I encourage them as early as possible.
Right.
Because, like you say, it's your own personal business. But, All right. Well, I think the best thing that has come out of this meeting tonight has been this orientation package idea.
Yeah, it's great.
That and the policy page.
I take exception to that. I think everything has been wonderful.
Oh, okay. Everything's the most wonderful. Right, that's a good way to look at it. That's a positive.
Good for you, Serene.
Who is that? Oh, who is that?
It's Heather. I just said good for her. Good for you, Serene.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do y'all have anything more to talk about, or can we go away a little early?
Let's go away a little early.
Good deal.
Thanks, right, everyone.
Folks, thank you, and let's follow through on this stuff because it's some good stuff. All right, thank y'all. Good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving if you do that. I don't know. Whatever.
Thanks. Take care.
Hey.